And if you would then take your soul of your Bibles and turn with me to Mark chapter 4. Our preaching text this morning will be Mark 4, verses 26 through 32. I've had the privilege here over the last number of months of preaching through about the first half of the book of Mark. And this is it's brought me back into careful study of this shortest of the Gospels. It's a very tight, very focused narrative. Jesus doesn't go, it's showing, the book of Mark is seeking to show what Jesus did in fulfillment of the Old Testament, and if you remember, no less than 42 times in this brief gospel, it says immediately, 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 and again, it's a gospel of a lot of action. Mark 4, though, is one of these places where there's a bit of a break in the narrative, and now we get a chance to hear Jesus speak at some length. And he's using several key parables. Matthew in particular goes into a great deal more detail about Jesus' teaching about why is he using parables. I don't want to get sidetracked on that today, but as we come to nearly to the end of Mark 4, I want you to notice in verses 26 through 32, which is what we'll be reading and meditating on today, that the passage moves from the general to the particular. It moves from the general principle of seed to a particular kind of seed that does a particular thing. And I think that if we can see that trajectory in our reading today, that it will help us as we think about Jesus' teaching here. So this is Christ who's speaking as he lays out two parables here today. So hear the word of God beginning in Mark 4 and verse 26. Mark 4, 26. And he, that is Jesus, said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." This is the word of God. The seed of the kingdom. I want you to see today the close connection between the thing Jesus will use as an analogy, it's visible, it has properties, and the invisible thing about which he is speaking. That is, the kingdom of God, and maybe even more particular for our purposes today, the kingdom of Christ. In Mark 4, Jesus uses seeds. Now, we don't know what kind of seeds, at least in the